All right. So, have you heard about this whole brain mapping thing? It's a hot topic, and for good reason. We've got this research article here from Nature Methods that's really pushing the boundaries, and we're going to break it all down for you.
Awesome.
First, a little context.
Yeah.
There are some massive international projects underway, like the Brain Initiative,
right?
Mouse Light,
mm-hmm.
and the Allen Mouse Brain Connectivity Atlas, all aimed at creating a detailed map of the brain.
Yeah.
Imagine having like Google Maps of the brain, but zoomed in to the level of individual cells.
Oh, wow.
It's mind-blowing stuff.
It really is. What's so fascinating is that we're seeing a convergence of incredibly powerful imaging techniques.
Yeah.
These projects are using things like serial two-photon tomography, or STPT,
okay,
and fluorescence micro-optical sectioning tomography. That's FMOST for short.
Okay, I have to admit, those are some serious tongue twisters.
I know, right? But the important thing is that these techniques allow us to create incredibly detailed 3D images of brains. We're talking about visualizing individual neurons and their connections, something we could only dream of a few years ago.
So it's like we finally have the tools to read the wiring diagram of the brain.
Precisely. But here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
Each of these imaging techniques produces a slightly different view of the brain.
Okay.
It's kind of like having a hand-drawn map and a satellite image of the same city.
Right.
They show the same basic layout, but the details and the overall appearance are quite different.
So how do you even begin to compare data from these different sources? It sounds like trying to fit together puzzle pieces from different puzzles.
That's exactly the challenge that researchers have been grappling with. And that's where this paper on Embrain Aligner comes in.
Okay.
It's essentially a sophisticated software tool that can align brain images from different sources, like those STPT and FMOST images we talked about, with incredible accuracy.
So it's like a universal translator for brain images.
That's a great analogy. It allows researchers to directly compare data from different studies and even different species, opening up a whole new world of possibilities for understanding how the brain works.
Okay, I'm definitely getting aha vibes here. But before we dive deeper, let's define something you mentioned earlier, brain registration.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Brain registration or alignment is crucial in neuroscience.
Okay.
It's the process of aligning different brain images so that corresponding anatomical structures are matched up.
Okay.
Think of it like overlaying two maps of the same city to ensure streets, landmarks, and neighborhoods align perfectly.
So that makes sense why it's so challenging when you have images from different sources that look completely different.
Exactly. And that's why this new brain aligner method is so groundbreaking. It uses a clever technique called coherent landmark mapping, or CLM, to tackle this cross-modal registration problem.
Okay, coherent landmark mapping sounds intriguing. Break it down for us. How does this CLM actually work?
Imagine you're trying to align two maps of a city, one hand-drawn, and the other a satellite image.
Okay.
You would probably start by identifying some easily recognizable landmarks that appear on both maps.
Right.
Maybe a distinctive skyscraper, a central park, or a winding river.
Okay.
Those are your landmarks.
So it's about finding common reference points that help you match up the rest of the details.
Precisely. CLM does the same thing, but for brain images.
Gotcha.
It identifies specific anatomical points in the brain that are consistently identifiable across different imaging techniques.
What kinds of things qualify as a landmark in the brain?
Well, it could be areas of high curvature on the brain surface, junctions between different brain regions, or even specific points along major fiber tracts. These are features that stand out regardless of how the brain is imaged.
So it's like a GPS system for the brain, using these landmarks to guide the alignment process.
That's a great way to put it. And the beauty of CLM is that it creates a dense point-by-point correspondence between images. So it's not just aligning the major landmarks. It's making sure every twist and turn, every little sulcus and gyrus is perfectly matched up.
Now that's what I call precision mapping. And it sounds like this meticulous alignment is key to unlocking a whole new level of understanding of the brain.
Absolutely. With Embrain Aligner, we're not just comparing apples to oranges anymore. We're comparing apples to apples at an incredibly granular level.
Okay, you've definitely piqued my curiosity. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I want to make sure we're all on the same page about how Embrain Aligner actually works.
All right.
You mentioned it uses landmarks.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than that, right?
You're right. It's not just about identifying landmarks. It's about using those landmarks to guide the transformation of one image to perfectly match another. And that's where the magic of deep learning comes in.
Ah, deep learning, the secret ingredient in so many technological advancements these days. Tell me more. How does deep learning factor into M-Brain Aligner?
M-Brain Aligner utilizes a neural network, a type of artificial intelligence, to analyze those complex brain images.
Okay.
This network is trained to identify those landmarks and then guide the process of warping and adjusting one image so that it aligns perfectly with the other, using those landmarks as guideposts.
So it's like having a superpower brain surgeon meticulously aligning each fold and crevice of one brain to perfectly match another.
You could say that. It's taking the precision of brain surgery and applying it to the digital realm of brain mapping.
It's mind-boggling to think about the level of detail we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, how do we know that M-Brain Aligner is actually accurate? How do we know it's not just making things up?
That's a great question. And the researchers were very thorough in validating their method. They tested M-Brain Aligner on a huge data set of brain images acquired using different techniques, FMOs, STPT, LSFM, even MRI, and compared the results to a gold standard brain atlas called the Allen-Common Coordinate Framework.
So they basically checked their work against a highly detailed and accurate brain map that's already widely accepted in the field.
Exactly. And the results were remarkable. M-Brain Aligner consistently produced highly accurate alignments, even when comparing images from very different modalities.
So this isn't just some theoretical concept. It's a practical tool that's been rigorously tested and proven to work.
Precisely. And that's why it's generating so much excitement in the neuroscience community.
Yeah.
It's opening up a whole new level of rigor and reliability for brain mapping research.
Okay, so we've got this amazing tool that can align brain images from different sources with incredible accuracy. Why should you, as someone interested in brain mapping, care about this? What's the big deal?
That's where things get really interesting. Think about it. Accurate alignment of brain images means we can finally start to compare data across different studies, different subjects, even different species.
So instead of each study being its own isolated island of data, we can start to build a much richer and more comprehensive understanding of the brain.
Exactly. And that's essential for answering some of the biggest questions in neuroscience.
Like what?
How does the brain develop? How does it change with age or experience? What are the neural underpinnings of consciousness, memory, and emotion? These are questions that require us to look at the brain as a whole, not just in isolated pieces.
It sounds like we're talking about a paradigm shift in how we study the brain. Instead of focusing on individual regions or circuits, we can now start to see the big picture, how everything is connected and how it all works together.
Precisely. It's like finally being able to see the forest for the trees.
Okay, this is definitely getting my brain gears turning.
Yeah.
But before we go too far down that path, I want to come back to this M-Brain Aligner tool.
Yeah.
You mentioned it can be used to compare data across different species.
Right.
Can you give me a concrete example of how that might work?
Sure. Imagine you're studying a particular type of neuron in the mouse brain, and you want to see if there's a similar type of neuron in the human brain.
So it's like trying to find the human equivalent of a specific part in a car engine.
That's a good analogy. With M-Brain Aligner, you could take images of the mouse brain and the human brain and align them based on specific anatomical landmarks.
Oh.
Then you could use the software to pinpoint the location of that specific neuron type in the mouse brain and see if there's a corresponding cluster of neurons in a similar location in the human brain.
So instead of just speculating about similarities between species, we can actually visualize those similarities at the cellular level.
Exactly. And that has huge implications for understanding how the brain has evolved and how different species solve similar problems.
This is definitely starting to feel like we're on the cusp of a golden age of brain research.
Yeah.
With tools like M-Brain Aligner at our disposal, who knows what amazing discoveries await us?
I completely agree. And the best part is that M-Brain Aligner isn't just a tool for experts. It's open source, which means anyone with a computer and the right data can use it. It's democratizing access to brain mapping technology, allowing researchers all over the world to contribute to this global effort to understand the brain.
That's awesome. It's like giving everyone a key to unlock the secrets of the brain.
Mm.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. Brain registration, the M-Brain Aligner method, the power of deep learning.
Right.
But there's one thing I'm still a little fuzzy on.
Okay.
You mentioned something called the Allen-Common Coordinate Framework, or CCFV3.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Absolutely. Think of the CCFV3 as a highly detailed 3D map of the mouse brain, kind of like the ultimate reference guide.
Gotcha.
It's based on years of meticulous research and imaging, and it defines a standardized coordinate system for every point in the mouse brain.
So it's like a universal language for describing the location of any structure in the mouse brain.
Precisely. And because it's so comprehensive and accurate, the CCFE3 has become the gold standard for brain mapping research in mice.
Okay.
It's what researchers use to compare their own data to and make sure they're all speaking the same anatomical language.
So in the context of Embrain Aligner, the CCFE3 is like the ground truth against which the accuracy of the alignments is measured.
Exactly. It's like having a master key that unlocks the secrets of the mouse brain. Yeah. And Embrain Aligner helps us to fit all the other pieces of the puzzle into that framework.
This is incredible stuff. We've gone from comparing brains to aligning them with incredible precision. And all thanks to the power of computer science and deep learning.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to think about how far we've come in such a short time. But I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with Embrain Aligner. Stay tuned, because in part two, we're going to dive even deeper into the implications of this groundbreaking technology, exploring how it's being used to study specific cell types and map the intricate connections of the brain. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back. We were just discussing how Embrain Aligner uses the Allen Common Coordinate Framework, that highly detailed 3D map of the mouse brain, as a reference point to align brain images.
Yes, it's like having a master blueprint that helps make sense of all the different pieces of the brain puzzle. But I'm curious, this CCFV3, is it only for mouse brains? What about other species, like humans?
That's a great question. Right now, the CCFV3 is specifically for mice, and it's incredibly valuable for mouse brain research. However, researchers are working on developing similar atlases for other species, including humans.
Oh. Yeah.
This is all part of a larger effort to create a comprehensive understanding of brain structure and function across different species.
So it's like we're building a library of brain maps, each one a detailed guide to a different species' brain.
Exactly. And as these atlases become more detailed and refined, the possibilities for cross-species comparisons using tools like Embrain Aligner will become even more powerful.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's zoom back into the mouse brain for a moment. We talk about how Embrain Aligner can help us compare data across different studies and even different species, but how does it actually work in practice? Can you walk me through a specific example of how researchers are using this tool?
Absolutely. One of the most exciting applications of Embrain Aligner is in the area of cell type analysis. You see, the brain is composed of many different types of neurons, each with its own unique shape, function, and connectivity. But identifying and characterizing these different cell types has been a major challenge in neuroscience.
Yeah, it sounds like trying to categorize the different types of trees in a vast and diverse rainforest.
That's a great analogy. And until recently, we've only had a very rudimentary understanding of the different types of neurons that make up the brain. But with Embrain Aligner, researchers are starting to make real progress in this area.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Can you give me a specific example of how Embrain Aligner is being used to study cell types?
Sure. One study used Embrain Aligner to study a group of neurons in the thalamus, which acts as a relay station for sensory information in the brain.
So we're talking about the part of the brain that helps us process sights, sounds, smells, and all that.
Precisely. And by using Embrain Aligner to align images of the thalamus from different mice, researchers were able to pinpoint the exact location of specific neuron types and trace their projections to other parts of the brain.
So it's like being able to track the path of a signal as it travels from the eyes to the brain, for example, seeing exactly which neurons are involved in that process.
That's a great way to think about it. And what they found was fascinating. They discovered that the location of a neuron cell body in the thalamus was strongly correlated with where its axon projected to in the cortex. In some thalamic nuclei, neurons in specific locations consistently send their signals to specific areas of the cortex.
So there's a spatial code within the thalamus that determines where information gets sent in the brain. That's incredible. It's like each neuron has its own designated address, and Embrain Aligner is helping us to decipher that address book.
That's a great way to put it. And this topographic organization is critical for understanding how sensory information is processed and relayed to different parts of the brain.
Okay, I'm starting to see the power of Embrain Aligner here.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, couldn't researchers have done this kind of analysis before just with more manual effort?
Uh-huh.
What's the real advantage of using this tool?
You're right. Some of this analysis could theoretically be done manually, but it would be incredibly time-consuming and prone to error.
Right.
Imagine trying to align two highly detailed brain images by hand, point by point.
Yeah.
It would be like trying to assemble a giant jigsaw puzzle with millions of pieces.
I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. So, Embrain Aligner is not just about making things easier for researchers. It's about making things possible that simply weren't before.
Precisely. It's automating a process that was previously incredibly labor-intensive, opening up whole new avenues of research that were simply not feasible before. And because it's so much faster and more accurate than manual methods, M-Brain Aligner is allowing researchers to tackle much larger data sets, which means they can draw more robust and meaningful conclusions.
This is really remarkable stuff, and it sounds like this is just the tip of the iceberg. What other applications of M-Brain Aligner are researchers excited about?
Well, another promising area is in studying the connections between different brain regions. You see, understanding how different parts of the brain communicate with each other is essential for understanding how the brain functions as a whole.
Right. It's like trying to understand a city by just looking at individual buildings.
Yeah.
You need to see how those buildings are connected by roads, bridges, and tunnels to really understand how the city works.
Exactly. And M-Brain Aligner is giving us the tools to map those connections in the brain with unprecedented detail. For example, researchers are using it to trace the pathways of axons, which are the long, slender fibers that transmit signals between neurons.
Oh, okay.
By aligning images of different brain regions, they can see exactly where these axons originate and terminate, providing a detailed map of the brain's communication network.
So we're not just looking at individual neurons anymore. We're seeing how they're all connected to form complex circuits and networks.
Precisely. And that's giving us incredible insights into how the brain processes information, learns, and adapts to new situations.
It's mind-boggling to think about the complexity of the brain. But with tools like M-Brain Aligner, it feels like we're finally starting to make some real headway in understanding this incredible organ.
I completely agree. And it's important to note that M-Brain Aligner isn't just about mapping the healthy brain. It's also proving to be a valuable tool for studying brain disorders.
Oh, that's interesting. So how is it being applied in that area?
Well, by comparing brain images of healthy individuals to those with neurological or psychiatric disorders, researchers can identify subtle differences in brain structure and connectivity that might be related to the disease.
So it's like looking for tiny variations in the wiring diagram that might explain why some brains function differently than others.
Exactly. And those variations could provide valuable clues for developing new diagnostic tools, treatments, and even cures for these debilitating conditions.
That's incredible. It seems like M-Brain Aligner is really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in neuroscience. But before we get too carried away with all the potential applications, I want to come back to something you mentioned earlier. You talked about how M-Brain Aligner facilitated the creation of a new FMS domain atlas.
Right.
Can you remind me what that is and why it's important?
Of course. I remember how we talked about FMS being one of those powerful imaging techniques for studying the brain?
Yes. FMS, fluorescence micro-optical sectioning tomography.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that lets us see individual neurons and their connections.
Mm-hmm. Right. Precisely. Well, because of EFT is relatively new, there wasn't a standardized atlas specifically designed for this type of data. Researchers were essentially working with different maps, making it difficult to compare and share their findings.
So it's like trying to navigate a new city without a proper map.
Right.
Everyone has their own hand-drawn version, but none of them quite match up.
That's a great analogy. But thanks to M-Brain Aligner, researchers were able to create a new FMOS domain atlas that's specifically aligned to the CCFV3. This atlas provides a common reference point for FMOS data, making it much easier for researchers to analyze their images and share their findings with others.
So it's like they finally created a reliable GPS system for navigating the FMOS world of brain imaging. Everyone can now use the same map, making it much easier to find your way around and share discoveries.
Exactly. And this new atlas is a game changer for FMOS research. It's already accelerating the pace of discovery and facilitating collaboration among researchers around the world.
This is all incredibly exciting stuff. We've talked about how M-Brain Aligner is being used to study cell types, map brain connections, and even aid in the understanding of brain disorders. And now we have this new FMOS atlas that's making it even easier to analyze and share data. It feels like we're at a pivotal moment in brain research, a time of unprecedented progress and discovery.
Yeah.
It feels like we've just scratched the surface of what's possible with these new tools and techniques.
I couldn't agree more. What we're seeing now is just the beginning.
Right.
As these technologies continue to evolve and improve, who knows what incredible breakthroughs await us.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about those breakthroughs. We've covered a lot of ground already, but I'm curious what stood out to you the most about this research on M-Brain Aligner.
For me, it's the elegance and simplicity of the approach.
Okay.
The researchers have taken a complex problem aligning brain images from different sources and solved it with a surprisingly intuitive solution, using landmarks to guide the alignment process.
It's like they've taken a page from our own brains, which are constantly using landmarks to navigate the world around us.
That's a great point. And by leveraging the power of deep learning, they've created a tool that can do this alignment with remarkable speed and accuracy.
It's almost poetic, using artificial intelligence to unlock the secrets of our own biological intelligence.
It really is. And the implications are profound. This technology has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the brain, from the level of individual cells to the complex networks that give rise to thought, emotion, and behavior.
So for someone who's just starting to learn about brain mapping, what's the one key takeaway you'd want them to remember from this deep dive?
I'd say it's this. We're living in a time of unprecedented progress in brain mapping. With tools like mBrainLiner, we're getting closer than ever to understanding the intricate workings of this incredible organ.
It's like we're finally starting to unlock the secrets of the brain, piece by piece, connection by connection.
Exactly. And with those secrets comes the potential to address some of the most challenging problems facing humanity, from brain disorders to artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's both exhilarating and a little bit daunting to think about the possibilities. But I have a feeling we're in good hands with the brilliant minds who are working on this.
I couldn't agree more. The future of brain research is incredibly bright, and I'm excited to see what amazing discoveries lie ahead.
And for anyone who wants to explore this topic further, we've included links to the original research paper and other resources in the show notes, so go check those out, and until next time, keep those brains buzzing.